Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a coconut. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, a coconut. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, a coconut. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, a coconut.
So where's that song come
from? So that song was fully formed in a dream that I had, and I was furious that I thought of a whole song and it couldn't be not terrible.
Well, you
know, my subconscious wanted me to sing about the five coconut.
Hmm. Yeah.
Actually, it's not even five coconuts. No. It's counting to five and then a coconut.
Yeah. And then at the end, it turns into 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, a coconut.
Yeah.
So it's really
always one coconut, or maybe it's four coconuts.
I mean, we could get all rap genius on this
as long as we want,
I feel like.
Yeah, do you want to?
I mean, the counting suggests that the coconut is a joyful interruption. But then the counting continues anew until suddenly it doesn't.
Until so it's suddenly like, you give up on the counting. Once you get to 15, you remember that that's the highest number, so you count back down again to 1.
You get back up to 15 and you're like, what am I focusing on here?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with numbers. Yeah. All I want to see is the number going up. I should focus on the things that matter. A coconut.
Yeah. So that's what that song's about, and it'll be on my album.
Yeah, good. I'm so glad. Of course, that album will not be released apart from Your Hands and Into the Ocean.
I will be throwing it to Poseidon and he's going to be like, what the fuck? Oh, it's one of those things that you take off a lady's tits and then put them together and then it grows into a tree. Is that what that is? A coconut?
Mm. Good. Yeah.
Did you not know that's where they came from?
No, I didn't, actually.
Yeah, so they grow on mermaid's tits, and then once the mermaid dies, the coconut...
I thought that the coconut would grow on the landmaid's tits and shells would grow on the mermaid's tits.
Yeah, that's what I said. So on island women's tits it grows.
So the difference between, like, water-type people and earth-type people mm-hmm. is basically what they use to cover their female-presenting nipples.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Basically. Yeah.
And of course, nasty type people use other people's freaking lips to cover
other
those things.
Freaking lips to cover
lips
those
and tongues.
Things.
They get those things bit.
Yeah, and so then when they die, then the mouths fuse together and create a sort of a monster.
What if I
a kiss monster?
What if I just spent like a lot of my time going through and making a fan edit of Aladdin that was exactly the same, except Jafar has like a visible nipple piercing through his clothes?
Man, that'd be great. I would really support that.
Right? Like a little bar?
Yeah. I'd love that.
Hey, I just had a really one of the classic dumb guy moments, which I'm prone to as a guy who identifies as very dumb, pretty dumb, just constantly making
pretty dumb.
Pretty dumb. That's my two-word description of myself.
Pretty dumb. Dumb, dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
A coconut.
Pretty
okay.
dumb.
Okay. No, I had pretty a classic dumb guy dumb. Moment, Demi, which was that I, yes, and is this going to have you do
dumb,
your fun little song?
Dumb guy. Okay. Dumb, 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 dumb guy. He is dumb, 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 dumb. Coconut.
Okay. You're really in a musical mood today.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Not a,
I wouldn't call it music.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe I overstated the case there. Anyway, I had a classic dumb guy move just then.
A what?
Please, for the love of God.
What was the dumb guy moment?
I was getting us drinks. You a nice coffee, me a nice chill glass of water.
The coward's coffee.
And I noticed just before that I'd left some discarded celery tops on a chair. Yeah. And so I went to go and pick them up in the middle of this. Mm. And while I was doing that, I was like, why is my hand cold? And I looked down and I was holding an ice cube. And it was just a perfect moment of like, well, that makes sense.
Like, you picked up the celery and then focused on the ice and you're like, why is my hand celery?
Yeah, it was just like, it was quite satisfying to have such a first draft answer to the question.
That's fucked.
Why is my hand so cold? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm holding the thing that is classically
Occam's
cold.
Razor, I think it's the ice.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hand me that razor because I need to cut this ice down to size. Show it nobody makes my hand cold without me knowing what it's doing.
And then you accidentally cut your whole body off.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay. And that centers my intelligence in my hand. Uh-huh. I feel like.
Oh, you think you're cutting your body off your hand?
Uh-huh.
I think you're cutting it off your dick. I think you're cutting your whole body off of your dick.
Uh-huh.
And then you live as a penis.
Okay, and you think if I was to cut my penis off.
No. That's if not I was what to I know, cut my, that's not what I'm saying.
If I was to take a knife to the base of my penis, I'd be cutting off my entire body.
Yes.
Okay. Apart from the penis.
Yes.
Okay.
What is confusing you right now?
Last night you said that if I was to chop my penis off, I should use one of the little carry-on nail clippers they used to give you on airplanes.
No, what I said was is that you're going to have to use a shrink ray to shrink the nail clippers down to cut your penis off.
My apologies.
Otherwise, you'll be cutting off much more than the penis. You won't. There won't be the accuracy.
Well, I hope we get that shrink ray sometime soon because this thing is giving me guff. I hate this freaking thing so much.
Tom's got back problems because his penis grew to a gram.
Yeah, it's throwing off my whole center of gravity. All it takes is a single nudge now and I just start clipping through the wall. I'm feeling weird, you know?
Yeah.
I'm feeling very strange.
Yeah.
And it's not helped by this gargantuan hog of
mine. Giant hog that you've got. You know that? So me and Tom actually had to progress from the lice brothel to the ant brothel so Tom could actually fit in one of these things.
I had to start fucking those queens.
Yeah.
Mm. It's hard. Yeah. I mean, not my dick, of course.
I know that's not.
No.
You don't have to explain yourself to me. It's
not
never
in a
been
long
hard.
Time. No. Yeah.
Till you see that fucking bisected body.
Ooh, yay.
That carapace. At the ant brothel, Tom?
Yeah, right. Yes. Bisected, I think, doesn't mean that. Though.
Bisected, I think, means like whatever I'm said.
Okay. And that's a classic bisexual answer. And I'm not going to question you, and I can entirely endorse that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a coconut.
Okay, that's good.
Are you tired?
I am tired. I'm tired of this life.
Mm.
I'm tired of this life of ours.
Yeah, you want to break up?
No, but I do want to be...
Dead.
Not even that. I just want to take a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
I think whenever someone wakes up from a coma, I'm like, oh. That'd be so nice.
Waking up from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know you've just been out of it for so long and you get to wake up and you're like, oh, there's all these cool, like now I can finally buy the last generation of console and it's new to me.
Yeah. And a great big bushy beard.
Yeah, they're not trimming that thing while I'm in a coma.
Absolutely.
I'm leaving instructions. That's my one neck tattoo.
I'm not going to shave you.
No. God, no. If you can see this. You shaved me and that was bad. That's my neck tattoo.
That's your neck tattoo?
Yeah. Please let me come out of a coma with a beard. It's all I've ever wanted.
My neck tattoo says, please shave, Tom.
No.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to visit.
What?
Yeah, we can't have your disinformation in the same room.
Hmm.
Sorry, baby.
Well, let me give you disinformation. I'm going to wear a disguise.
Oh, boy.
And a scarf and then take it off once I'm inside. Idiot.
Oh.
Idiot.
Well, yeah.
Idiot.
Okay, that'll be good when you reveal your distinguishing feature, which is
the neck tattoo.
A neck tattoo.
It's actually a common tattoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the butterfly.
Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those weird coincidences where it means that in English, but in Cantonese, it's strength.
Yeah.
That succession of lines in that place. Yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't you like to be in a coma? Have a big dream?
No, I've had a dream.
Oh, Yeah, you're right. You would just come out of it. You would just come out of it with like 83, 84, 85 a coconut. Like Demi would be in a coma for a decade and come out of it just with a coconut song that counts to a million.
4,123,000 a coconut.
Wow, okay. So yeah, once we get to that point, it's one number per coconut.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, big time.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tired. I haven't been sleeping well or if I'm just not feeling good. You know that classic dichotomy?
Yes.
Like, 'cause
very much.
Every time you look up a problem or a personality flaw or any kind of trait that is affecting your life badly, it's a symptom of not sleeping well. But then if you ever sleep well, you're like, I'm just still the same shitty guy.
I still feel like I'm bad.
This doesn't make sense.
It didn't help.
No. What? This was supposed to be the thing. You told me we had the thing, and then I did the thing, and I'm...
Do you know what I think it is?
I wasn't supposed to sleep well and wake up in this body.
Yeah, so the problem is, I think, that if you're not sleeping enough and when you are sleeping you still have the bad, then you should have just kept sleeping.
Yeah, right. And that brings us back to the coma
idea. So you should be in a coma.
Oh, I'd love
to be in a
coma.
You're going to continue being stupid and dumb.
I'd be so good at being in a coma. My nice still face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely.
Well, it's not going to be any different from how you are right now.
Completely expressionless and lying in a bed. I've trained my whole life for being in a coma.
Yeah.
Being weighted on hand and foot. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll take to that like a duck to water, which is to say with a weird little corkscrew dick.
Weird little corkscrew dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird because even when you like straighten it out, it's not longer.
No.
It's so weird.
No.
Like, it's as long curled up like a pigtail as it is when you straighten it. How does that even work?
I mean, it's a fascinating series of events that led to my dick being created.
Yeah. Tell us.
Daddy come in, mummy.
Yes, and?
Oh, God. Thank you so much for furnishing me with your improv. Dad did that. Then I kind of stuck around in her for a little bit. Made myself comfortable.
You're sweating so much more out of your right armpit than your left armpit.
What about now?
Yeah, really? It's a bigger sweat patch.
Huh. Well, thanks. That's okay. Anyway, how's someone made you feel self-conscious recently?
Well, I went to get a massage before, and the person who does it was like, ugh, what's wrong with your shoulder? And I was like, can you stop making that noise when you're talking about my skeleton? And so she like held out her arm. Yeah. Just got a puke bucket ready for when she touches my spine.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not going to need the oil here. I'm just going to yarf on this disgusting back. I need something opaque.
Yeah.
Hey, do we make an oil that doesn't reflect light? Because I can't be looking at this fucked up shoulder.
She, like, had my arm, right? She was holding onto my wrist out like this. And she was like, all right,
She was kind of in a Vitruvian man pose. Yeah. The arm is out at a 30-degree angle straight from your body.
And she, like
pointing
pinched
up.
This bit here. So, like, her thumb was, like, almost in the middle of my armpit.
And she's pinching, like, around your lats.
Around the back, kind of.
Yeah.
And she just pinched it really hard. She was doing, like, trigger points. She pinched it really hard, and she was moving my thing. And she was like, all right, so can you roll your shoulder forward? And I did it. And she was like, oh, but keep it on the bed. And I was like, And she was like, it doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with it? I was like, I don't know. And she was like, did you hurt it?
Your
like,
shoulder is all fucked up. Yeah. I hate whenever I'm touching you and you start rolling your shoulder and it starts fucking clicking like a, I don't know, it's like a possessed gearbox.
Yeah.
Like it's like.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Kind of like a pepper grinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like you put a pebble in a pepper grinder and it's trying its best.
Oh, it's so bad. It's like one of those, there's a very short list of sensations that make me like, oh, like, you know, the tinfoil in your teeth sensation. It's that for me, your shoulder specifically,
yes.
When you roll it around.
Yes.
It's being, it's having a finger in my belly button.
Uh-huh.
Let me think here. What are some other weaknesses I can list on the podcast for my enemies to take advantage of?
When she was doing the scapular winging on me and she was like taking the knots out of my shoulder and doing trigger points and stuff.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, do you feel that one? And I was like, I feel like a pavement in autumn.
What?
Because she kept just crunching the leaves that live inside my body.
Oh, okay, fucking haiku brain over there. That's so cool.
I was like, I feel like I'm full of leaves. She was like, there are worse things to be full of. And I was like, let's name some. She was like, no, shush.
No, shut the fuck
put
up.
Put your head back in the face hole.
I never do this, but I'm going to just slam your head in the face hole.
I keep thinking of like the face hole in that bed as the bed's ass.
Yeah.
And just chucking my head in there. And then it makes it better to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. They find you still in there. It would be great if they told you to, when they told you to get up, you're like, oh, thank God. But you only get up with your legs. Your head stays in the thing.
Stays in the thing.
And you can just kind of pivot off.
The bed is my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That would be good.
It'd be nice to save time if I could, like, put my head on the massage bed at home and then walk it over
walk
to the
it
massage
over to,
place.
Yeah, I'll bring my own.
Yeah. I'll walk it in with it on my front. No, I don't want to talk about it. So the guy at my last massage place lined the arsehole of the bed with glue, and now I'm kind of stuck in here.
Tom, do you look different?
I don't know. I've lost a little bit of weight.
Okay, that might be it.
Uh-huh. But I don't know. I'm also got a massage bed attached to me.
No.
Okay. Haircut?
Haircut.
Let's both go get haircuts.
Let's both get haircuts and talk about what looks different on you.
Would it be fun to go and get haircuts with the gang? Like get everyone together and you all go and get a haircut?
I
just realized that might
afterwards.
Be nice.
Why would that be nice?
I don't know.
There's not enough people. You'd have to all watch each other get the haircuts. There's not enough people that work there.
No, there'd be enough people there with my small group of friends, I feel like. And also.
So you and I are going to go get haircuts together.
Well, I have more friends than just you, Demi.
Uh-huh, name them.
No.
Dark Demi.
Shadow Demi.
Dark Demi has pigtails and only likes fancies.
Oh, dear. Dark Demi, Dark Demi.
I picked a flower.
Yeah,
well,
that's
Dark
good.
Demi.
Oh, God, Dark Demi's here. She's much nicer.
Dark Demi, Dark Demi.
Dark Demi, Dark Demi.
Dark Demi's really nice.
She's great.
Yeah.
No complaints about Dark Demi.
No.
Dark Tom, honestly, need him to stop emoting.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sick of it because it feels like I can't get my hands on one of those chores I love to do before Dark Tom has done them all.
Dark Tom is always cheering and crying.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yay!
Somewhere.
Woo-hoo.
Somewhere there's a painting of me getting more and more vocally emotional. It's just the scream, but it's also smiling somehow.
Yeah, it's happy about the screaming it's doing.
And also it's got a much bigger forehead.
It's got a much bigger forehead and penis.
What? Oh, I see, because it's the opposite.
Yes.
I see.
You've got a small penis.
Oh, tiny. It's tiny, this little thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Your pubes bully your dick because of how small it is.
We're trying to invent a...
your pubes are so much bigger than your dick.
It's so much
bigger. Each single
and
pube
thicker.
Is so much bigger and thicker than your dick. And they're all so mean to it because it's pathetic.
My pubes are always really mean to my dick because they're always like, you're curly.
You're curly. What the fuck? You're so curly.
You're kind of curly too.
I'm
not
as curly as you, idiot.
Fuck off.
Dumbass.
Idiot.
Fuck off.
We hate you.
You're so small.
Oh, did you come again? Disgusting.
No.
Yeah,
embarrassingly wiping its mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to invent an even smaller type of blood cell so finally I can get a hard on because a regular blood cell trying to fit in there, it's like trying to park a horse in a dog in a doghouse.
It's really bad.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Man.
Let's take a break, Demi.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And let's come back.
Okay.
Good. Hey, I've got some self-suck news for you, Demi.
Oh, wow.
Are you open to that?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, cool.
God, can you imagine what small kind of mouth we'd have to invent if you wanted to start self-sucking?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, thank God they already did invent it. It is, of course, covering the starfish. Is that how starfishes work, or do they have one mouth on their bottom?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was thinking of a kind of beast that has a tiny mouth. And starfish came to mind, but I think I was wrong.
I don't know whether... I've never seen a starfish's mouth.
Hmm.
But I thought their face was on the bottom.
Yeah.
So what then has a small mouth?
Like, what has a small mouth? I mean, me, obviously.
Yeah.
I got a small mouth and a big forehead.
Yeah.
Maybe... Huh, what has a small mouth?
But like smaller than it should for its body size maybe as well.
Mm.
But it still has to be really small.
So really, really small as well. So it's something that's small.
So
not a hummingbird.
No, because that's also beak, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a...
manta ray? Like comparative to its size?
Yeah, it's pretty small.
They got a funny little mouth.
But that's only if you're thinking as the manta ray, like the whole ray as being its head.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's actually a pretty big mouth for its whole body.
I see.
Know what I mean?
Yes. Let's move on. Shall we?
Fine.
Great.
Maybe you could use one of your paws. Your face paws. To suck your dick.
I wouldn't be able to hit either side of that fucking thing. No, my little thing.
Yeah.
Fiddling around in a paw. It'd take me an hour to get from side to side.
Yeah, it's like chucking a Frankfurt into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. I've got a self-suck update here. Cue that theme song that we all like.
Great, here we go.
All right. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom went on
and
the internet. Now I
Tom
wonder if
Deep
I actually
dive.
Played the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is from r/autofellatio, just a very simple title here. This is submitted by Proof Class. It was submitted 4 hours ago at the time of harvesting, which means it's approximately 8 hours old, Demi. Mm. Just recently discovered that I can twist my dick and am now able to suck the bottom part of my penis. Game changer for me.
What?
So this is someone who has found out that...
So what, were they sucking it sideways?
I think they were maybe just going the regular way, but now they've twisted their penis a full 180 degrees, and so they're sucking the different part of the dick.
But sucking means that your mouth is on the whole thing.
Yeah, but I think what they're referring to is the tongue action. So now they can kind of lap at it.
Also, when they said they were twisting their dick, I honestly thought they were going to be like, I can turn my cum off.
Hey, guys, I twisted my dick and now my cum is hot. Anyone got any recommendations on how to fix this?
I've scalded my wreath. Urethra.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. My paws have started whistling. This actually...
That'd be so good to put one of those little kettle whistles right over your wreath and then just have it screaming inside the clunge.
Yes. I think...
Although we'd have to get a dollhouse one for you, you know.
Yeah, of course. We should... well, maybe it'd be nice to have, like, one of those Play-Doh shape makers that makes a star or something. So when your spoof comes out, it's like, whoa.
For a second, it's fun. A star and then it's just cum.
Yeah, then it's on the floor.
It's like, it's cum on a toy. So, like, maybe not also.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Maybe the optics of that aren't great.
Yeah. It's not cool.
It's fun to think of someone buying a dollhouse and jerking off onto the roof, be like, ha-ha, I'm God.
I'm so big.
I'm God. This is rain. I'm God.
But the dolls are, like, walking out of their house and being like, that is tiny. looking
up at your dick. That's to scale to me, dude. This is messed up.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez, Louise. Well, that actually plays into this next one, which is one of my favorite little poems I've seen around here. This is posted by a user, Lemmy C. Moore, 6 days ago. Why does cum burn my mouth? When I swallow my own load, I feel a burning sensation on my tongue and the back of my throat.
This guy's allergic to his own jizz.
Is that normal since my skin doesn't react to cum? I don't know if it could still be a sperm allergy.
What?
So this is someone who, like a lot of the people over on the self-suck forums, is getting a clear message to stop what he's doing.
And will not listen.
Yeah. Hey, guys, any thoughts on whenever I suck my own dick, I black out and wake up with severely reduced motor capacity?
I am allergic to bees, but only when I eat the bees.
Yeah.
When they sting, it is fine. But if I eat a bee, bad shock.
I find that when I bend in the middle of my body into an almost lowercase C shape, for no reason, by the way, I feel excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Should I stop doing this? Oh, no, dude. No. Let's not go drastic measures on this. Whenever I plunge this knife into my hand, ow.
Ow.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
I get it too. And I think it has something to do with the alkaline makeup in your sperm, and that is what you are feeling. I get like a heartburn feel when I swallow, and that's what I think it is.
That's really bad.
It's really bad.
That's really bad. I don't think it's good, actually.
And they just keep doing, like, I've had damaging relationships with food before, but this is next level.
Like, we like really spicy food, and it can destroy our mouths quite a bit. I once had so many warheads in one day that I burnt off a bunch of my taste buds.
Yeah.
And that was bad.
That is bad. But at least you weren't sucking your own dick while you did it.
don't listen. Yeah. I didn't say that.
Okay, my apologies.
Fake news.
This one has my, I mean, this is, and remember that this is posted on the Auto Fellatio subreddit. This is someone who is interested in sucking their own dick and swallowing their own cum.
Yeah.
This is by Skankin Potato 4 days ago, so 2 days after the original post. Yeah, I can't swallow it, as it not only burns, but gives me a really bad diarrhea. Every time I suck my own dick, it hurts and gives me diarrhea.
And the diarrhea is white and is coming out of my dick.
Imagine committing to that, what to anything as much as this.
Well, I can only... No, let's not talk about my shitting. But
okay.
Well,
it's kind of nice to think of the sperm ending up there and then being like, oh, no, we need to beat it out of here fast. Just like breaking into a fucking Thorpe 100-meter sprint to the exit. Mm. And that's why the diarrhea happens. So sorry for how disgusting this podcast is, by the way.
I just realized.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm apologizing. I just had a moment where I was like, what am I doing? Oh, no.
The amount of times that we've said that exact thing on this podcast.
Well, yeah, we're not going to change, but we have to show remorse.
We cannot change.
Yeah. I'm a scorpion, baby.
You're a Scorpio.
Just licked the head of my cock for the first time and have questions about expectations. That's the full text there.
Should I expect this to get A, better, B, stay the same?
I expect that I won't be doing this again, as it felt fine at best. Just like the head of my cock for the first time. On an unrelated note, I recently stepped on a landmine and had my dick blown up clear into the air. It went. But I got a lick on it just as it went past. Just as it went past. I had my tongue stuck out because the landmine was right by a photo of a sexy lady. I was going hummina, 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 bang.
Hummina, a
wooga.
Hubba, hubba.
You don't hear much about people stepping on landmines in Australia.
I don't think we have many.
Let's change that. Let's buy a few, scatter them around.
Let's go and bury some landmines.
Tee hee.
That'd be cool to.
Yeah, me and Demi are doing reverse geocaching.
Yeah. What is a reverse geocaching?
Burying landmines rather than going around and finding nice things.
Yeah. So what do people? Why do people find things that I don't? So people bury some stuff and other people find it. Is that what it is?
Yes. It's just like a real life side quest kind of.
So, do like crazy, rich, crazy people like bury stuff for other people?
I think usually the thing that you find is it's a time capsule, and then what's inside the thing, this is my understanding of it, is that it's a capsule or like a little safe or something. And when you geocache, you find that capsule because of you get like a coordinate or location, and then you have to go there and look around for it. And then when you find it, you can open the capsule up, and there's like a logbook in there that you can write in and say, I found this.
Oh.
And then you close it back up and you put it back so other people can enjoy it as well.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's interesting, I guess. Like, I feel like that would be a sense of accomplishment. But
you're just finding.
I mean, aren't we all?
No, I'm doing cool stuff.
What are you possibly doing?
Cool stuff. I'm like eating like burrito.
You're playing Minecraft.
I'm playing Minecraft.
You're just playing Minecraft.
I'm doing other stuff too.
What?
I'm making the villagers in Minecraft fuck each other. Okay. Make little villages.
And you found out you can do that by just throwing bread at them?
You throw bread at them and they pick it up and then they fall in love. So I'm actually doing cool stuff.
Yeah, right.
Like wearing jumpers. I'm like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Demi's trying to work out a long sleeve look.
Yeah.
It's really working.
Yeah.
I think that I'm going through another stage where I'm like, I'm so close to being a nudist just because the amount of decisions it would take away from me.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
I don't want anyone to look at me, though. I just don't want to have to look good in clothes.
Do you
want to
see the way that I invented that you can wear trackies?
Sure. Hold would on you one second. Would you mind talking into the mic while you do it?
Yeah, I just need to grab some trackies.
Sure. I'll what I did yesterday was I found out that Cameron James and Sam Torton were going to be at the gym, and they asked me if I wanted to come, so I went to the gym, saw them, and on the way there I was like, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to dress intentionally ridiculous so I don't feel bad about myself." And yep. That's the thing that I've been doing at the gym for quite some time.
Yeah.
But in this case, I really went above and beyond, and I kept forgetting what I look like and catching a glimpse of myself and going, ah, because I was wearing like this blue like trucker cap that with says, a mesh in the back.
And it says Foot Clinic on the front and a picture of a sick foot.
Yes. And I was wearing that like black shorts, Converse, and a T-shirt that had the American Pie poster on it, American Pie 1 poster on it, and I cut the sleeves off that in like a very intense way.
Yes.
And I looked insane.
Yeah. You did ask as you were leaving, how do I look? And I said, uh-huh. And then yeah. You left.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's not good, but it's not going to get better. And I think there's some freedom to be like, I'm going to look like shit.
Yeah.
I'm not telling any, you know, interesting truths here, yeah. But you know, opting into looking like trash or looking goofy is fun. And so what you've done here is you've put on the tracksuit pants with your arms through the sleeves,
but the pants part, the crotch part of it, is on my back.
Yeah, this so is tricking like, me into thinking
it's a shawl.
Yeah, this is tricking me into thinking you're wearing a jacket.
Yeah,
this is like something a girl would wear in anime, I feel like.
This is like someone from the early 2000s classic dance movie Honey would wear.
Yeah, if they got hit in the head very hard and had to put together the idea of clothes from scratch.
So basically you you get like the hole that usually your legs would go through and would sit around your waist.
Yeah.
And it's basically it's on your shoulder blades.
Yeah.
And your arms are through the pant holes.
I think that this is a brave new addition.
You like it?
I think that it's cool having like essentially leg warmers, but for your arms.
Yeah.
And there's no name for that.
Isn't it? It's kind of a
arm warmer.
It's just
arm warmer. I'm just trying to make it so they're both.
Well, sound they're not the called same. Leg wags. You don't have to change them.
No, but they sound the same. So, you know, they're spelled the same. So they should have the same vowel sound.
What do you mean?
I'm against English now. Arm warmer. Arm warmer.
What about just arm hots?
Arm hot.
Arm hots.
Arm hot.
Yeah.
Arm hot. Yeah, you arm
are.
Hot.
Yes, you are.
Thank you so much.
What would we, but what is the,
better
like,
be to carry off this little deco of mine.
But what is the function? Because this is, it's just sleeves. It's no collar.
Are you asking me why are you doing this?
I'm just saying.
What you've done is.
Why would anybody do this, Tom?
I guess they might be very, very stupid.
But like, what would you, but what, it's like, because it's not a shawl, because a shawl you just put over the thing. So what would it be?
Huh. Well, I guess it would be a way to spend some time. I mean, this should chew up some inhales and exhales, Demi.
I want people to know that you can do this.
Why? Is this like one of the things where you let them know they can do this so they don't have to?
I'm going to do it on stream tonight and see how many people like it.
Okay. That sounds good, babe.
Arm pants? Bad jacket.
Arm pants sounds too close to armpits, and maybe that's something you want to stay clear of.
Armpits
have gotten a bit of a bad rap lately.
Have they?
Stinky.
Stinky.
You know, some people want to fuck him.
Yeah, it's auxiliary fucking.
Let me tell you about that guy.
You can just like fuck a leg.
Yeah.
Fuck a knee ditch.
Yeah, fuck like the back of a knee.
Mm. Armpit.
So much work.
Lady massaged my armpit today. Pinch it.
Yeah. Really went
to work out the knots.
Did she do both of your armpits or do you have to pay extra for her to balance you out?
No, it was just the real fucked one that she was like, blah.
I'm picturing you walking out of there all fixed on one side and with a hunch because she didn't touch the other side. But just perfect posture on the left and then the right is just like, bleh.
She hated the armpit so much, it was so wrong, that I got downstairs to pay and she was picketing against the armpit.
She hated touching you.
She hated my armpit.
Oh, man.
She's so good at massaging.
It must feel like, your body must be like fingernails on a chalkboard to a masseuse.
Yeah.
Because they like understand how things are supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed.
Supposed to be. And then you are there just there being like, blah,
blah, hello.
You're coming in like a fucking Escher painting of anatomy.
Yeah.
You're all messed up.
I was like lying there and she was like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't think I know how to live in my body. And she was like, yeah, obviously.
Oh, my God. It feels like you walked in there with a leg like just coming out of the small of your back.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, can you help? No.
I don't. It's not even. She just punched it and it went vr-ba-ba-ba-ba and just landed where it's meant to be.
Oh, God. Yeah, your body is I mean, it looks great and I love touching it, but it's a fucking nightmare of a thing. It's so crunchy.
Thanks ever so much.
No worries.
Just I like when she touches my face. Like massages my head.
When does she do that? Does she get fucking lost on the way to your armpit?
No,
what the fuck
like,
are you talking
in
about?
In like the last 10 or 15 minutes of it, you turn over.
She just gets to freestyle on your face.
Yeah.
She just starts fucking unloading ground and pound blows in your face and bringing your fucked up shoulder into her
Yeah,
house.
She does like different combos and stuff. And, like, and, yeah. But no, she does my face. They turn over and she does like a front of shoulder thing. And then she like, she just like touch my head and then
start
like
slapping,
rub my face. Sometimes she'll jerk off my tongue and like, I'll shoot on her.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So basically the first 40 minutes of you fixing your weird body, then the last 10 minutes, she gets a freestyle on this thing. Hey, let me fuck around.
Yeah.
Let me grab my board and see what interesting stuff I can put together on this freakish skate park.
Yeah. Your skull seems to be the only bone that isn't a criminal, so I think I'll just fuck around with that for a bit to heal my hands.
It's honestly so nice to be this is the part of your body that's furthest away from your fucked up parts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we've talked about this, but I find it very hard to relax during a massage.
I love it. I was trying really hard not to fart during this one, though.
Oh, no. That'd be a nightmare for me.
For a little bit. And then I was just like, all right, when she's doing stuff up on the shoulders, very slowly let it out. It was like those women who would like smuggle babies in the back of trucks during World War II. But it was my fart.
What?
There's like a lady who had a false bottom in her toolbox and she would put babies in there. And then she had a dog that was trained to woof to hide when they drove past soldiers to hide the baby's cries.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I learned that, but I fail to see how that's like you trying to conceal your weird asses farts, which mainly sound like a death rattle leaving a body.
So I would do it when I would like grumble or like
yeah, right. And that would absolutely.
I am the trained dog.
Coat the sound.
And the toolbox.
Oh.
That the babies are leaving.
Oh my God. Oh. And it must have been expensive for those babies later in life, the parents having to make larger and larger toolboxes for their kid to live in.
Larger and larger dogs. They end up with an elephant that's trained to. Right?
Elephants are so funny. They make that noise and then also they look the way they are. And I know we all like understand that they're funny looking things, but then you find out as kind of like a young adult that they got just big juicy titties as well.
Big old tits on some of those elephants.
And it's so funny to think of like how hard they had to work while we were growing up to not
let us see
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like half of the elephants are just walking around with fucking milkers hanging out of them.
Yep. I'm imagining like being in class and doing a real Hermione, like putting up my hand and being like, yes, Miss Lardner, and being like, Ma'am, what can you tell us about the tits of the elephant?
Well, centuries ago.
Centuries ago.
When the school was established.
Yeah, I think that it's really astonishing how much they're able to hide animal genitalia.
Salazar Slytherin hid a big pair of elephant fipper dupers.
Uh-huh. I am tired. Sorry about this one.
That's okay.
Oh. Well, maybe I'd enjoy a bracing jump up and down.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that?
Maybe. It can't hurt.
All right, go
I mean,
ahead.
It could hurt.
It could hurt you.
It could hurt.
Don't jump too high.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, man.
I'm off, not coming back down.
Off to Jesus. You dropped your hat.
Yes.
That's a jog. That's not a jump.
Oh, yeah.
That ass is going, though.
Oh.
Oh, you found your Apple pencil.
Yeah.
It's the one that Tom uses to draw fruit.
Now, how do I feel?
How do you feel?
No different, to be honest.
Cool. You want to stop?
Yeah. That seems like a good place to end this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Why do I feel like this?
Depression?
Like, maybe. I think it's, like, a bit of it is, like, you know, work anxiety and shit. But mainly, I'm like,
It takes about 4 years of the relationship for me, the depressed banana, to make the other tall banana also depressed in the fruit bowl.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just finally getting an insight into how you feel.
Yeah.
Mm, I do feel silly. That would account for my increased randomness. I've been feeling very
random. Llama.
Yeah, so I've been feeling very pancake recently.
Wow.
And I'm just wondering if I spoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and what I'd like to say in sort of in response to that is waffles.
That really was it, wasn't it, huh?
Yeah.
That was really the was stuff it for a bit. Growing up.
Yeah.
Panda. Cookie. And it was just like, I don't know, man.
Wow, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I really wish there was some kind of way to monetize how many times as a kid I just saw the words, come to the dark side, we have cookies.
Yeah.
And there's not, and I understand that.
But there should be.
Yeah.
There should be a crank we can turn.
Yeah.
That gives us gold bullion anytime we remember it.
There should be like a monetizing thing where you can put in memories that are like, that are carved into your brain, but that serve no purpose.
Yeah.
You know, not like, you know, and I'm not talking like trauma stuff. I feel like that would be its own separate and worthy thing.
You would have
but
to
But after
pay
we're
for
done
that
with
one.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. After we're done with that, just like the fucking, like leftover, like JPEG saved to the desktop of the brain.
Yes.
And you can just be like, you know what? I'm not using these synapses. Let's just leave these over to someone and they can use it to, I don't know, make a Bitcoin or something.
Yes.
Don't understand how any of that stuff
like
works.
Like a GIF version of an MSN profile picture GIF.
Yeah.
That like, sparkles.
Like all the times I remember growing up, just looking out the window of a car and imagining a Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 line on the geometry that we were driving past.
Yeah.
Because I remember so much more of that than I do most of the stuff that matters to me in life.
I'd like to forget some of my very earliest dreams.
Oh my God, what dog shit. That's just taking up space.
Just in there. Like, yeah, my auntie was a mad scientist and I was in a volcano. I had like a full year's worth. For a full year, I dreamt I was in a terrible, terrible video game, and it was the same every single night. It was fucked. It's like I would walk in, and one of the levels of the video game was like there was a moat of lava, right? I was in a cave. I would walk into this room in the cave, and in the middle island, in this moat of lava, there was a giant naked fat man lying on his back, and I had to go up and slap the belly and then move to the next cave room. And then
wow.
It would just, that was like one part of the circuit of this fucking shitty video game. Slap the belly, wait till the coins come out, get them, jump back over the moat and then into the next room of the cave. And there was no way out because once I did the other 10 rooms, I came back in and I was in Fat Man Belly Cave.
No, every 11th room was Fat Man Belly Cave?
Fat Man Belly Cave, always.
Oh my God. Do you remember any of the other rooms?
Yeah, I'll tell you some. I'll tell you some next episode.
We got some sizzle.
You can hear a new Demi's dream cave from 11-year-old bro.
Oh fuck yes. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll keep that for the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember. Oh my god, I just remembered the. And again, this is stuff I would gladly give away. But like, I remember when I was about 10 or so, my friend used to get like pirated, I think, PS1 games. And as a result, he lied to me and was like, hey, so, you know, I'm getting these because I know people who work at Sony. And they said that if we write a game pitch, we could get it made.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, oh, my God, that would be awesome. I wouldn't even want to get paid. I'd be happy just playing the game.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and so
you
I
would
like,
be happy playing a game that you made.
I was fucking 10.
That's like jerking off to tits that you drew.
Yeah, good. that sounds honestly quite nice.
Yeah.
Me drawing just a big W and then like adding two dots in the pit of the W and then just immediately jerking off.
Yeah. And being like, yeah, she has the most beautiful eyes.
Oh my God.
Jerking off to those beautiful eyes that you drew.
Jerking off to those beautiful eyes.
Jerking off to those beautiful eyes.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time on.
Should I take these trackies off my arms?
Yeah, I reckon they're probably making your arms too hot.
Okay.
I would think right now.
All right.
But yeah, I remember.
Take a photo though. I want people to see that you can do this.
Okay. I remember what the whole thing with the. Don't pull on that. stand over there. I remember the whole thing with the, there we go. The whole thing of the game was I was like, you know what we should do is we should make a game where you choose between technology or magic. And also you should be able to go through time. And also you should be able to, like, just, Jesus so you should be Christ. Able to choose between, like, having a gun or a wand, and they play differently. And then you can kind of recruit other friends, and you can either have, like, a robot dog or a regular dog.
And a regular dog to you is magic.
Yeah. I mean, they're friends with you. That's
they're friends
incredible.
With you. That is some magic. Yeah, friendship is magic.
Yeah. And I was just, like, so obsessed with this, and he just kept fobbing me off and fobbing me off, and I was like, have they looked at our design document?
What the fuck? That's so sad.
Yeah, it was, because I was like, I think that if you're able to play through it once as magic, that'll mean you want to play through it again as tech. Aww. He was like, yeah.
This is actually making me sadder than remembering that song I wrote about Rove and sending it to Rove.
I think that's nice. The Rove song. What was the Rove song again? Rove McManus, the Australian TV personality.
It was like, we got Rove today, we got Rove today. Will he play flick your switch? He might get covered in cockroaches. He'll probably embarrass a guest. Or show a really disturbing picture of David Hasselhoff. And then the music stopped and I went, ew. And then we went, we got Rove today. Got Rove today.
That rules.
Well, it's no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 coconut.
No, you can, but you can really see where that the seed of that idea came from. And in both of them, the best part of the idea was when the music stops.
Oh man.
God damn. Now I'm just obsessed thinking about like the shitty memories that I have.
Well, why don't you write them down in a book and then we can burn the book?
I guess. Hopefully that'll work.
Yeah.
Why don't we just cut to the chase here and burn the Tom?
Let's burn the Tom.
Let's burn this Tom.
Yay. Wicker Man.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, this has been. Yeah, you usually need like a small dry stuff to act as kindling, right? Well, we should be able to use my penis for that.
Yeah,
it's little
small,
and dry.
It's little and dry. Might have to clone it. I mean, we could. I mean, the only thing is that like one penis won't be enough for kindling, so we're going to have to find, I don't know, some amoebas that have only just grown their penises to get enough to cover you know, because we're going to need a lot of
Well, and then we'll also need some alcohol because I'll need to drink to be, you know, comfortable around those guys' big dicks.
Yeah.
Because I'll feel so bad because mine is smaller than an amoeba that's recently grown a penis.
Yes.
Anyway, hey, thank you so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. If you want more episodes, check out patreon.com/BigSoftTitty.
Yes.
For the $5 or $10 tiers, that's charged monthly.
Yeah, for
five. You can get one or two bonus.
$5 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes. $10 a month gets you 4 bonus episodes.
Ooh la la. Now that's a sum of value.
Yeah, so.
Great.
yeah, it was good what you did.
Thank you. All right. Well, arrivederci to all of our listeners. And a,
Yeah, do a Chinese one.
Okay. A hearty goodbye.